Chapter 3, River of Tears. From a stream to a river to the ever-calming sea, a tear travels lonely, lonely yet free. Down through the canals and even storm drains, this little tear is slightly insane. Alone it travels, longing for more, and along another comes from the girl next door. Quickly and quietly the crowd seems to grow, until when at last the cup overflows. With thunder and lightning in a world full of tears, the water seems to travel like music to the ears. It takes down houses and pulls families apart, when in the beginning the destruction wouldn't start. When with one it was little, yet many joined the cause, to destroy humanity and its everlasting wars. Calm, speaks the water. Chaos, screams the sea. We are all different, and why shouldn't we be? Everyone cries every now and then. The key is to not let it take over. It's okay to let out your pain, but not to wallow in it. I'm the worst with that. I almost always let it take over. It leads to horrible thoughts and feelings which tend to result in self-harm or thoughts of suicide. It's best to just embrace who we are and accept that life is crap, but things can still be okay.